Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some nonsense and celebrate the birthdays of Arthur Johnston, Al Boley, Ace Burgaud, and Mel Stitzel. Last week, January 10th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of composer Arthur Johnston. He began his career as a silent movie theater pianist, but later became personal pianist and assistant to Irving Berlin, and worked as musical director on most of Berlin's early stage shows. Johnston moved to Hollywood in 1929 and wrote the scores for films such as College Humor, Murder at the Vanities, Thanks a Million, and Double or Nothing. His most notable collaborators were Sam Coslow, Gus Kahn, and Johnny Burke, with whom Johnston was nominated for an Academy Award for the Best Original Song in 1936 for Pennies from Heaven. Arthur Johnston died in Corona Del Mar, California on May 1, 1954. He's a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and highlights from his catalog include Cocktails for Two, My Old Flame, Just One More Chance, Mandy Make Up Your Mind, and these.
Around a certain tree, singing serenades that tell his love is true. That's because it's the natural thing to do. When a sad moonstruck cow would be glad to make a vow, when she lifts her head and sighs a lonely moo, that's because it's the natural thing to do. And you know every dove has its heart set on love. Squirrels too, and they should. And you know a woodchuck would. When a boy such as I tries so hard to qualify with a very lovely lady such as you, well, you know, it's the natural thing to do. Thank you.
in the sea. The whole world has joined in a lover's rhapsody. What are the wild waves saying to me? Live and love tonight. Ripples of moonlight illuminate the shore like beacons of romance I never saw before. What are they all conveying to me? Live and love tonight. Sweetheart, I've lived this moment in all my dreams, all my life. I've waited for this moment, and now if we delay, our moment may slip away. In my embraces, you haven't said a word, but I listened closely, and this is what I heard. Your heartbeats cry in rhythm with mine. Live and love tonight.
From the 1934 musical mystery romance picture Murder at the Vanities, the same film which features Cocktails for Two, that was Live and Love Tonight. In the movie, it's sung by Carl Brisson and Kitty Carlisle, but we heard it by Howard Phillips with Johnny Green and his orchestra on March 17, 1934. Live and Love Tonight was an Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow collaboration, unlike the preceding tune, The Spell of the Blues, which was written by Johnston, Dave Dreyer, and Harry Ruby. The Spell of the Blues was recorded on November 27, 1928, by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, with Milton Charles at the console of the WENR Broadcasting Studio's Mighty Wurlitzer Theater Organ. Chicago radio station WENR started out in 1924 with 10 watts at AM 1030, the creation of E.N. Roland, whose company manufactured the All-American brand of radios. By 1929, the station had moved to AM 870 and was running at 50,000 watts. In 1931, it became part of NBC's Blue Network, and the station is now WLS AM 890. The Wurlitzer organ at WENR was a 13-rank instrument originally installed in a theater in Cleveland, but was repossessed by Wurlitzer and reinstalled in the radio station. As part of the transition, the organ was revoiced to minimize the bass pedals and thereby prevent distortion in broadcasts and recordings. Jesse and Helen Crawford played the organ quite often. Organist Milton Charles was born in San Jose, California in 1897 and began taking piano lessons at age 7. By age 13, he was a professional church organist, and 2 years later he was accompanying silent films in movie houses. He played the organ at Grauman's Chinese Theater, as well as the Tivoli Theater in Chicago and the Paramount Theater at 6th and Hill Streets in Los Angeles. Following the dawn of sound movies, Charles moved to radio, where he scored background music for the Amos and Andy, Ma Perkins, Roy Rogers, and Gene Autry radio shows. The last 20 years of his career were spent playing and singing at the King's Arm restaurant in Toluca Lake. He was playing right up until his death in November of 1991. We started off our tribute to Arthur Johnston with Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra with It's the Natural Thing to Do, one of a number of hit songs from the Bing Crosby musical Double or Nothing, which also starred Martha Raye, Andy Devine, and Mary Carlisle. That's from a Rex 78, waxed November 17, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 5th, marked the birth in 1893 of bandleader Athos C. Brigaud, better known as Ace. He played saxophone and clarinet and formed his band, Ace Brigaud and His Ten Virginians, in Charleston, West Virginia in 1921. It was later renamed Ace Brigaud and His 14 Virginians, even though the band ranged from 10 to 19 musicians plus a vocalist. The band's theme song was Carry Me Back to Old Virginny, and during its 25-year life, the band never changed their collegiate hot style of playing, epitomizing the music of the Roaring Twenties. The band developed a following on the East Coast and a 4-year engagement at New York's Monte Carlo and appearances on the White Rose Gasoline and Jersey Cereal radio shows led to coast tours, the last of which was in 1945 in Salt Lake City. At that point, Brigode disbanded and became publicity and promotions manager for Chippewa Lake Park in Cleveland, Ohio, and did voiceover work. As a matter of fact, it is Ace Brigode who asks who put 8 great tomatoes in that itty-bitty can in Stan Freberg's Contadina tomato sauce radio commercials. President Dwight Eisenhower was a fan of Ace Brigode's, and it's rumored that Eisenhower played a 78 of Brigode's Sleeping Beauty's Wedding as he sat alone in the Oval Office shortly after Brigode's death on February 3, 1960. Here's Ace Brigode.
Thank you.
Who says the word oranges doesn't rhyme with anything? Apparently it rhymes with aren'tjes. Ace Brigode and his 14 Virginians with a musical question, Why Aren't Yez, Y-E-Z, Eatin' More Oranges? Written by Clarence Gaskill and Lou Brown. That was recorded for Columbia on November 6, 1926, and the vocal duo was Lou Allen and Fred Brohez. Fred Brohez was a multi-instrumentalist who played banjo, cornet, and drums in the band. Not all at the same time. A couple of weeks later, another famous vocal duo also recorded the song for Victor, the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. Before that, it was Never Again from an OK 78 made March 18, 1924. Never Again was composed by Isham Jones, who recorded it, as did Frank Westfall, Paul Bees, and the blues singer Alta Cates. There's also a rather elaborate piano roll recording by Ruth Mack. This was an instrumental version, but there are words written by Gus Kahn, and the first line is, "The trouble with you is you've got a hole in the back of your head." We began our tribute to Ace Brigode with the George Kiefer Leo Hersher tune, Dream Daddy, recorded by Ace Brigode and his 10 Virginians on November 26, 1923. A contemporary review of the record in the February 1, 1924 New York Clipper reveals that the band was appearing at the Walton Roof in Philadelphia, a nightclub on the top of the Walton Hotel owned by Jack Lynch, who brought in big-name ex-vaudevillians, including Sophie Tucker.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
For no particular reason, for this segment of the show, we're going to play some nonsense songs. Here's Carson Robison's Madcaps.
Thank you. sing a song of nonsense, a pocket full of love. Hi, diddledy, come out and see the moon above. Let's go roller skating on the lawn. Let's put earmuffs on an ear of corn. Oh, sing a song of nonsense, a bottle full of smiles. I want to pop the corner cob and run for miles. I'm fond of donuts, how would you like to go nuts? Sing a song of nonsense, pocket full of love. Sing a song of nonsense, a pocket full of love. Hi, diddly, come on and see the moon above. Let's go rowing in a tub of tin. I'll start drowning, drown, drown. You won't jump in. Oh, sing a song of nonsense, a bottle full of flies. Let's be sure, but when we go, we'll close our eyes. I am fond of donuts, how'd you like to go nuts? Sing a song of nonsense, 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 makes no sense.
A horse ain't got much sense. Sully Mason, hurry up, boy. Come on.
They're off.
Hooray!
They're off.
Yes, sir, they're off. 10,000 crying. Why, the whole crowd is going crazy.
Crazy? So am I. Oh, a horse ain't got much sense. No, a horse ain't got much sense. I bet my bottom quarter and I had an order, cause the horse ain't got much sense. I was hanging on the fence, shouting, horse, come on, commence. While the rest were running, he was out there sunning, cause the horse ain't got much sense. There were some things I wanted to buy my baby. Now methinks it's gonna be bye-bye, baby. Oh, you ladies and you gents, have a laugh at my expense. Lost my last gondola on a nag schnozzola, cause the horse ain't got much sense.
Bibble, of all people to meet at the races. And say, Ish, what you doing with such a sour face?
Well, I've been betting on horses and I lost all my money. So you know what I'm beginning to believe? I believe that a horse ain't got much sense. No, a horse ain't got much sense. Lots of gloomy faces at the races. A horse ain't got much sense. Took my payout to the track. I thought the race was in the sack. I had information from the jock's relation, but I wound up walking back. Lady Luck is treating me simply wretched. All my names are slower than step and fetch it. I was full of confidence in a horse they call Hortense. She started Sunday, came in Monday. Horses ain't got much sense anyhow.
Look at him. He's chasing all the rest of them.
Well, horses ain't got much sense anyway.
Well, there's a nonsense song if I ever heard one. Kay Kaiser and his orchestra in 1937, and a horse ain't got much sense. The vocal duo was by Sully Mason, one of the original six members of the band, and Ishka Bibble, whose real name was Merwin Bogue. Bogue was a cornetist, but got the name Ishka Bibble from his version of an old Yiddish song, Ishka Bibble, loosely translated meaning I Should Worry, which he performed after joining Kaiser's band in 1931. A Horse Ain't Got Much Sense was written by Al Lewis, Charles Newman, and Murray Mencher, whose birthday, October 5th, 1898, wasn't in my birthday list, but it is now, so you can expect a Murray Mencher segment in about 9 months, which is likely to include his compositions, The Meanest Thing You Ever Did Was Kiss Me, Heading for Better Times, and I Want a Little Girl. Before that, it was the champagne of big band singers, Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol, and Sing a Song of Nonsense. That Bluebird recording was made September 11th, 1936. We began that nonsense set with Carson Robison's Madcaps and Nonsense from an Edison Lateral whacked September 24th, 1929. He had recorded Nonsense, his own composition, for Victor a few months earlier on July 31st with Carson Robison's Kansas City Jackrabbits. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL, Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, January 9th, marked the birth in 1902 in Germany of pianist, arranger, and composer Mel Stitzel, whom we haven't spotlighted since 2010. He grew up in Chicago and in 1923 joined the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, succeeding Elmer Schobel, and went on to do arranging for various Chicago bands, including Floyd Town, Louis Panico, and the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. In addition to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Stitzel also recorded with the Bucktown Five, the Stomp Six, and the First Benny Goodman Trio. He had his own band in the 40s, which had a long run at Chicago's Green Mill Ballroom. Mel Stitzel died on the last day of 1952. His compositions include Tweedledee Tweedledoo, Tin Roof Blues, Hot Mittens, and these. Thank you. a great record. Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, September 15th, 1926, and The Chant. That was preceded by Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies a few months earlier on July 13th, 1926, and Jackass Blues, written by Mel Stitzel and Art Castle. We began our tribute to Mel Stitzel with another Stitzel Castle product, Doodle Doo Doo, performed there by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra around August 31st, 1924, even before the Hotel Roosevelt formally opened. The Hotel Roosevelt, located at Madison and 45th in New York, promised detachment from the intensity of modern Manhattan. It opened on September 22nd with 1,100 rooms and featured air conditioning and a connecting tunnel to Grand Central Terminal. Ben Burney was offered a 6-week contract to provide music in the grill room of the hotel, but the engagement wound up lasting until 1929.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, January 7th, marked the birth in 1899 in Mozambique of Albert Alec Boley. His father was Greek, his mother Lebanese, and he grew up in Johannesburg, South Africa. He studied banjo and guitar, joined Edgar Adler's band in 1923, and toured South Africa and India before moving to Calcutta and Singapore as featured vocalist with Jimmy Lakim's band. His recording career began in Berlin, Germany in 1927 with various groups including Arthur Briggs' Savoy Syncopators, George Carhart's New Yorkers, and Fred Bird's Ceylon Symphonic Jazz Band. Boley arrived in London in 1928 and worked with Fred Elizalde at the Savoy Hotel. Between 1930 and 1933, he recorded nearly 700 songs, the most notable being with Ray Noble's New Mayfair Dance Orchestra and the Roy Fox Band. He sang with Fox at the Monsignor Restaurant and stayed with the band after it was taken over by Lou Stone. In 1934, Al went to the U.S. with Noble, playing New York's Rainbow Room and recording for Victor. He also had his own NBC radio series and appeared in the big broadcast of 1936, where he sang Ray Noble's composition Goodnight, Sweetheart. He returned to England in 1936 and formed his own Radio City Rhythm Makers. He also worked with the bands of Maurice Winnick, Sid Lipton, Giraldo, Ken Snake Hips Johnson, and others, and teamed up with singer Jimmy Messini in a stage act called the Radio Stars with two guitars. Al Boley died when a German bomb exploded outside his London apartment on April 17, 1941. Here's Al Boley.
Excuse me, sir. There's a little dark, foreign-looking gentleman outside to see you.
Just because I'm an agent, I think I've got jobs for everyone. Show him in.
Ah, you are the impresario, please. Yes, I come from Milano to sing to you. You put me in the opera, in the monastery garden, please.
In the monastery garden? You mean Covent Garden.
The Covent Garden, yes, no? I will sing for you now. Is it not so, please?
Yes, but how do I know you can sing anyway?
Ah, I have the beautiful voice. I sing for you straight away, eh? All over Italy, they sing so prettily, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. In Rome and Napoli, they sing so happily, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. They sing when they work, they sing when they play, when they feel sad or when they feel gay. All over Italy, they sing so prettily, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Yes, you'll have to do better than that, though.
You say that to me. I have a song before the publics all over the world.
Outside the publics, you mean?
La 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 da da di da 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 di da 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 di da 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 di.
Yes, well, now sing something in Italian, will you?
Please, signor, you give me now the big fair trial, eh?
No, I leave that to the judge.
Lär donne mobile, elfen ulvetor, mutar del cento, e di pensaro. Lär donne mobile, kelpum el vento, mutar del cento, e di pensaro.
Speak Italian?
Si, no. I am Italiano.
Strange, I can't understand a word you say.
All over Italy, they sing so prettily. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Hello?
In Rome or Napoli.
Yes, darling, of course I'll dine with you.
What is the good of me singing here for
what
nothing?
What a pleasure.
I might just as well sing to the brick wall, eh?
Oh,
please, give me
tonight?
The chance. Give me the
all right,
the
we'll go to Gennaro's.
Chance, what you talk about,
and
huh?
Have a real Italian
please,
dinner.
You know, play the cricket.
Oh,
you
beautiful.
Know, ora pomoreo, sacramento, sacramento.
Unless your heart is
thank you.
harper's lullaby. There's the moon and here am I. Like the waters I am blue, underneath the blue melancholy sky. Hiawatha's lullaby. Wake up all the lazy streams. Wake up every flower bed, every sleepy head in your land of dreams. The mellowy moonlight caressing the breeze. Long mellowy moonlight, a book of golden memories. Hiawatha's lullaby. There's the moon and here am I. Like the waters I am blue, underneath the blue melancholy star.
There you have three from Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra. We started off with Al in his best fake Italian accent on the novelty song All Over Italy, They Sing So Prettily. The voice of the impresario was that of Ray Noble, and that recording is from May 26, 1933. All Over Italy was written by Ralph Butler and Ronnie Monroe. Next, it was a waltz ballad by Tolchard Evans, titled Unless, recorded February 1, 1934. That was one of four one-word titled waltzes that Evans composed in the early 30s, the others being If, Faith, and Friends. Al didn't record any of those, however. We finished up with Walter Donaldson's Hiawatha's Lullaby, recorded May 16, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.